The world somewhat easily divides itself between two kinds of objects. Nature-made objects, trees, rivers, mountains, people, animals, etc. And man-made objects, buildings, constructions, roads, etc. And the two could not be more different, particularly when it comes to the dominant shapes. The curve dominates nature, the straight line dominates man-made construction. So with an image like this, I would expect to see lots of rectilinear lines, and there are none. There are no vertical or horizontal lines. There's a couple of angular lines from the edge of the passport, but for all intents and purposes, there are no vertical or horizontal lines. And how unusual for something man-made. Everything in this photograph is man-made. Even the Arrowhead Rock has been chipped into a man-made shape. But yet there's no verticals and no horizontals. I have no doubt that Wayne Norton did that on purpose. It creates movement. It creates dynamism in this photograph. And if there were rectilinear things, that would seem to communicate something about order. And that's not what this photograph is about. He's not showing us order. In fact, he's showing us chaos. And in showing us chaos, he follows the rule of thumb that says nothing rectilinear, nothing straight, nothing predictably human that makes it feel like the construct and management of the human mind. It's a fascinating composition. And because he had total control in the position and the camera angle and etc. in this still life, we assume that was all done on purpose, be it consciously or perhaps just subconsciously because it felt right to him. But if he did just compose it based on how it felt, I have no doubt that it felt right to eliminate the vertical and horizontal lines and give the overall composition this angularity that makes it seem more chaotic.